This is The Takeaway. I'm Jerome Vaughn.
And I'm John Hockenberry with a thought on another news story. We live in an era of pixels, small rectangular units that when taken together create an image. We see the dots in impressionist paintings sometimes, in printed photos and images. You go in close, you see the dots. Closer, and it's only dots. Pull back, and the dots become grains, become invisible. Your eye actually stops seeing the dots altogether and knits the pixels back together into an image. Reality, truth, or the brain's approximation of reality and truth. It's all we have, really, this approximation. We're always a bit removed from this absolute truth. It's the pixels that keep us at bay. But our eyes are sensitive. 17,000 dots per inch. That's the resolution of the human eye. Remove even a single dot and the eye can register it. Remove 1,000 pixels, the eye blinks. Remove 4,000, and there's something wrong. Clearly, the image breaks down. Reality has a hole in it.
There's a place they call Dover, where the bodies come in.
There are 4,253 pixels missing from our collective image of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's the number of rectangular, flag-draped coffins that have been brought into Dover Air Force Base, Delaware. The number of the U.S. dead in those wars.
No, they don't want it known.
We have not been permitted to see those coffins because of a Pentagon ban on media coverage that dates back 18 years to the George H.W. Bush presidency. The media, it was thought, used the images to malign the commander-in-chief. And the gravitas of the flag-draped coffins was a private domain of the bereaved families, not some grist for opportunistic news organizations. Perhaps the ban made some sense then, but now as this ban ends, the announcement came from Defense Secretary Robert Gates yesterday, we can ask ourselves, what has been missed? What precisely does this somber image of war signify? It's not like the flag-draped coffin of a world leader, a president who is known by all who see it. Nor is it like a tomb of the unknowns, a marker for a body known by no one. No, each box holds the body of a soldier, Marine, seaman, airman, known by some family. They hold the grief. We watch silently. It's pure empathy, one pixel at a time. An empathy we have been excluded from for all these years. And now the pixels return. With the ban lifted, the broad image of a nation's loss resolves. The eye recomposes the image for us. Not absolute reality exactly, but closer. We know the resolution of the human eye. Perhaps with the restoration of these pixels, we have a chance to learn the resolution of the human heart.